College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio today, alongside you, Douglas. This is the Midday Show. Is this song for you, Kyle? That you're the man.
It's for Kyle Schwarber, obviously.
Oh, okay. I legitimately thought Kyle was playing that for himself.
You think I would do that?
I still think he did. Yeah, he did. Honestly.
He probably would. Probably.
I'm not that kind of guy.
Oh, you name.
You're all welcome.
Yeah, I would say Kyle. Well, yeah, you are a me guy.
It's Friday.
215-592-9494. If you want to get in, talking a lot about the Phils today, Kyle Schwarber, 4 home runs last night, and asking if we overreacted to the Mets series. 3 bad games, but it was 3 games. The Phils getting back at it. They beat the Braves last night. Hopefully they can continue on this weekend. Hey, you'll get another shot at the Mets. 4 games here, September 8th through the 11th. That's going to be a big week. We got 4 games then. That'll be Chiefs week as the Eagles get ready for the Super Bowl rematch. That's going to be incredible stuff. So you want to get on that, you're welcome to. Micah Parsons getting traded to the Green Bay Packers. And,
you're going to let me do this read.
Oh,
just gonna keep on talking.
Oh yeah, no, go ahead. My bad. That's my fault.
This segment is sponsored by CJ's Tire and Auto. At CJ's Tire and Auto, you can save big on service and on thousands of tires from all the top tier brands you trust. CJ's isn't just about tires; they've got your whole ride covered. Visit CJ's Tire and Auto today. Now you go.
That was smooth. Hopefully, it goes as smooth next week, next Wednesday. 5 o'clock, from 5 to 6. If you missed the big announcement this morning on the morning show, next week the rally for Royers in Royersford at McGurk's in Royersford, the afternoon show hosting, and from 5 to 6 p.m. What a reunion! Hugh Douglas and Terrell Owens together at last.
It's gonna be awesome.
Excited?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be fun. Should be interesting.
Haven't seen T.O. in a long, like, but what, 20 years? Been a while. It's been a while.
I remember where I was when I heard, about the issues.
I remember where I was.
I was in college at Temple, listening to WIP, Douglas just got in a fight with T.O. in the locker room, in the weight room.
No, I remember like it was yesterday, because I was there. I was actually there.
Obviously, you were.
But you know what the funny thing about it is, and I'm pretty sure he gets the same thing, that story gets told so many different ways. Uh-huh. Like that at this point, it's like, man, out of all the other stuff that I've done, everybody always wants to bring that story up.
You guys can hash it out next week.
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
Yeah. Clear some space.
Yeah, it should be interesting. So go out.
We're both in our 50s now.
At least you're not going to be naked this time.
I wasn't naked last time. And he wasn't naked either.
We'll get inside.
It's been disputed.
That is crazy.
So make sure you're out at McGurk's of Royersford next Wednesday afternoon, 5 to 6 p.m. That's going to be awesome. But the Cowboys trade Parsons. Are the Eagles alone in the NFC in a class of their own now? I don't know. I think the Packers are going to be good. There are some good teams in the NFC.
The Commodores going to be pretty decent.
Yeah. They're an old team.
No, the NFC is over.
Yeah, I agree. I proclaimed it over last Friday.
Here we go with that hyperbole.
Well, you know what is over? And I think we can all agree right now. Can we all agree the Eagles are going to kick the Cowboys' ass on Thursday night? Like, that game is not going to be close.
What's the definition of kick ass? Like, you mean the way
double digit, spread? An easy double digit victory.
You mean the way the Mets kicked our ass the other day?
Yes. Similar to that. So. I don't know why you got to bring that into it.
I'm trying to get over it today.
I'm just saying. I'm just trying to figure out what your measurement of ass kicking.
I'm feeling like a 34-14 ass kicking.
I don't think it's going to be.
On Thursday night.
I don't think it's going to be. Okay, TK, I'm asking you the same thing I asked the caller yesterday that called and said, you know, we overreacted about the Mets. What have you seen thus far from the Philadelphia Eagles this year that warrants you to think that it's going to be an ass whooping?
I mean, they haven't played. What I've seen is the Cowboys just traded away their best player.
Yeah, but knowing about how these knowing about how these rivalries go, they're usually a lot closer, especially when you talk about the beginning of the season, than they are at any other time.
But that's usually in a situation where a team doesn't trade their best guy and one of the best players in the league.
I mean,
days
yeah,
before the season.
But there's this thing called hate that's one hell of a motivator. Like hatred.
Well, maybe the Cowboys players hate Jerry Jones.
And playing above your station is a thing. It really, really is.
Come on.
Like, you know, those
not
first
for the Cowboys.
Well, yeah,
Cowboys
it's a
suck.
Thing. I'm not saying the Cowboys win, people. That's not what I'm saying. But okay, perfect example. Last night I went to the University of Delaware State game, right? So I'm walking up and I'm listening to the fans talk. And there was nobody in the building that thought that they thought it was going to be a blowout. 31-point spread. As a matter of fact, that was the line, I think, going into this game.
It was, yeah.
It was 31 points.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And I had a friend of mine, he said, dude, I put $500 on this game for them to cover the spread. It was like, that's a lot of points. And they didn't cover the spread. And I will tell you this, being at that game, Delaware State, there were some missed opportunities there where it could have been different. And that crowd got quiet. Like, that was the best feeling in the world when I saw that, like, DeSean Jackson's team come in there. They didn't win the game. But they showed up. And they played very, very well for his first game. And there was a lot of mistakes made. University of Delaware did not cover the spread. So that's what I'm talking about. They were in for a little bit of a fight.
Well, the Eagles will cover next week. I'm telling you, first play from scrimmage.
It's going to be tight.
Think about this. First play from scrimmage, Saquon, 70 yards of the house.
Wow.
Think about how crazy that place
would be. This place
would
be on fire.
But Cowboys can stop the run.
I mean, I get what you're saying, but don't you think, to some degree, the players in that Cowboys locker room, like, the wind's already taken out of their sails?
You know what, Kyle? I think those players in the locker room are like, okay, first of all, they're wondering what happened with Jerry and Micah. And they're like, damn, Micah got paid. Like, they're like, wow. Micah got, from what I saw, he got way more money than what they were offering him. So, or what was speculated that they were offering him. They're probably looking at it like he got paid. And, you know, they still hate the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm pretty sure Dak feels that way. Dakota out there talking about, yeah, going to the NFC Championship game, and I think it was against the Green Bay Packers.
Well, that was when he had Micah Parsons. He doesn't have him
anymore.
That's
what I'm saying, but I think that, you know, like Jalen likes to say, you keep the main thing. They're going to come ready to play, man. And let's not forget that we have some warts on defense. Like, the offense of the Dallas Cowboys is still pretty decent. We're talking about the defense. Their offense is still pretty decent.
No, it is, and, you know, the Cowboys might be able to move the ball a little bit, but
and they got what crazy ass George Pickens.
Yeah,
he might crash out before the season.
Yeah, that's the thing.
He might not last out the whole season.
The Cowboys, I think Kyle's right. I think the wind's probably taken out of their sails after this move. 215-592-9494. If you want to get in, let's go back to the phones. Andy in Westchester, what's up, Andy?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
What's up, Andy?
Good afternoon.
Not too much. So I'll get right to the Philly thing. No, absolutely not did we overreact to the Mets series. Last night was awesome. Great game. It was so much fun to watch. But the whole time I'm getting irritated that where was this? You know, why now? But I don't know. It's just, you can't overreact to losing like that to the Mets. That was pathetic.
Yeah, Andy, I get the frustration. I was frustrated as well. But I think, like, some of the way the team was talked about, I think was over the top. Like, oh, they're a bunch of losers. Oh, they don't care. I don't believe that to be true. I think they had a bad series. You're right. We need to boo them, some people have said. I just think that was a little too far.
Well, I guess it's the question is, did you go over the top. And no, I didn't call them losers or anything, but I'm still annoyed at the way they handled that series. It was awful. And it was like they had no heart coming out. They didn't – it just felt like they weren't trying. But, I mean, when you go in giving up, saying that we have a hard time here, then it's – you don't think that that's reason to be annoyed?
No, it's reason to be annoyed, but I guess I don't see it the same way, Andy. Like, I don't look at it as they went up there and rolled over and gave up. I think they had a bad series. I think it's fair to be frustrated about that, and it's fair to be angry about the fact that the Mets have dominated the Phillies this year. I just don't necessarily see it the same way.
Yeah, it just, it to me, it smacked of, what was it, '09 with the New York is our or is my daddy comment.
Mm. Yeah,
you know
no,
I'm talking about
no,
Manny Ramirez.
Yeah, I hear you, Andy, and I appreciate the call. And yeah, I mean, right now the Mets are the Phillies' daddy when they play head to head. Thankfully, though, like the Mets can't beat anybody else. So I mean that's something that does matter. I mean, the Mets lose the Marlins last night. So the division, I still think the division's well in hand. And the important thing for the Phillies right now, statistically, they need that two seed. Like, they need that two seed badly. Because if you get the two seed, you're probably not going to have to worry about the Mets. Then you get that bye. Then you play the winner of Mets-Dodgers. I highly doubt the Mets would beat the Dodgers in a series, which, I mean, Dodgers aren't necessarily a fun matchup either. But man,
you match. I think you have a better chance when you match up against the Dodgers than you do the Mets.
The Phillies have played the Dodgers well.
Yeah.
Over the course of the years. They I think won 5 out of 6 from them last year.
But just the most frustrating part about it is like, I know it sounds crazy for me to say after what just happened, but like the Mets aren't that good. That's part of why it's so annoying.
It is.
Like I think the Phillies are better than the Mets. Like what we just can't.
I know the Phillies are better.
It's
than
so
the
annoying.
It's just it's the matchup.
I'm telling
something
you
about the matchup that doesn't favor us.
It does it not feel a lot like Phillies Braves in 22 and 23? Like that's what it feels like to me.
It's like a triangle. Like the Mets own us, we own the Braves, the Braves own the Mets.
Yeah, it's weird. I think the Phillies will get them in a couple weeks here in the 4-game series. I'm excited for that, but obviously the Phillies have a lot of work to do before that. Going to Milwaukee, that's going to be a big series for the Phillies as well. Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Weird day off on Tuesday, but that should be an interesting series. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. See everybody on hold. We'll get to as many calls as we can in the next segment on all the stuff we can talk about. Also, with the Micah Parsons trade to Green Bay, I'll give you my official TK NFC power rankings. That's coming up next. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio alongside Hugh Douglas. It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.